Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud, Zavachim Yudalid, Zavachim 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start from the two dots, about 11 lines from the top of the page. Rabbi Shimon Machsha Behiluch, the Mishnah told us, and we did this in yesterday's session, that Rabbi Shimon says that Hiluch, walking the blood from where it was accepted after the Shechita, and walking it to the Mizbeach is not considered a significant act. And instead of four significant acts, Rabbi Shimon excludes Hiluch, because, as the Mishnah explained, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, it's not intrinsic to the Karban, because you could theoretically shecht the animal right next to the Mizbeach in such a way that you wouldn't have to do a hiluch, a walking of the blood. Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Rab Shimon ben Lakish said, Moda Rab Shimon would agree, Behalachas chataos hapanimios, when you have a chatos, that's blood is brought in the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash, such as certain special atonement karbanos, the Karban on Yom Kippur is the one that we discuss the most, that the blood had to be sprinkled inside by the paroches, by the kapores. It's not brought by the Mizbeach, Hachitzon, the outside Mizbeach. Shemachshava posalas buhu, that the walking is going to be a significant act, and that thinking, the improper reason for this karban, the improper use for this karban, while you're walking it, is going to make a difference. Because it's an avoda, an act of service, that you're not able to sidestep. Because you can't bring the karban into the Kodesh and shecht it there and be able to do the sprinkling without a holacha. Says Rashi, de lav orach aro, it's not proper, lishchot behechol, to shecht it inside the Kodesh. So that's the shita of Rab Shimon, with Rab Shimon ben Lakish modifying it, that as much as he doesn't hold of hiloch, but by a chatas hapanimi, he's going to have to hold of hiluch, and it's going to have the same ramifications as the other necessary avodos. Let's skip down to three lines from the bottom, where we have another discussion about holacha. In this case, not about thinking the wrong thing while you're doing holacha, but holacha actually being done by a zor, a non-kohen. Three lines up at the two dots, Amale Abaye, La Amore de Rav Chisda. Abaye said to the speaker of Rav Chisda, Bo'i minei me Rav Chisda, please ask Rav Chisda, Halacha bezor mahu, what's the halacha regarding a non-kohen carrying, walking the blood from the place of the Shechita to the place of the Hazza'ah on the Mizbeach, the sprinkling? Amale, he answered him, Kishera, it's going to be kosher. And this is apparently Rav Chisda answering the question, as we'll see on Amud Beis, that Rav Chisda is the one who invokes the Pasuk, that we'll see in a second. And he's saying, Kishera, if a non-Kohen did the walking from the Kabbalah to the Zrika, it's going to be kosher. You don't need a Kohen to do that. Omikra misayeni, and there's a pasuk to support my position. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayishchetu es ha-pasach, Vayizriku ha-kohenim es adam miyadam v'halaviyim mapshitim. They shecht the Karban Pesach, and the Kohanim sprinkled the blood, which they got from their hands, and then afterwards the Levium flayed the animal. But what you see is that the Kohanim are accepting the blood from them, from non-Kohanim. So what would happen over here is that a non-Kohen is kosher to do the Shechita. A Kohen has to do the Kabbalah. Who walked the blood from the place of the Kabbalah to the place where the Kohanim will do the Zrika? I guess a non-Kohen did it. And that's his proof. Masiv Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes asked, Zor, a non-Kohen, Va'onein, and a person who had lost an immediate relative before the burial, Shikar, a person who's intoxicated, Ubal Mum, and a person with a blemish to the point that he's blemished, he's not a good Kohen for the service, Bekabalah, Beholacha, Bezrika, Pasul, as far as accepting the blood after the Shechita, as well as walking the blood, as well as sprinkling the blood, these people are invalid. V'chein Yoshev, also to do it while you're sitting. V'chein Smol, or to do it with your left hand. To Yufta, it is a standing question that uproots the position that was previously stated. And of course, a Kohen is needed for Halacha. Asks the Gemara, V'ho Rav Chista k'rak amar. Rav Chista was quoting a Pasuk. Sounds pretty authoritative. He inferred from the Pasuk that it's the non-Kohanim that are doing the walking, and the Kohanim are taking the blood from them. Answers the Gemara, Da'avid Maisa Itztiva. What's going on over here is that the Yisrael, the non-Kohen, is serving like a pillar, like a platform. He's literally just holding the blood after a Kohen received it, so that a Kohen can take it from him and walk it to the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, Omdim bimkomon hazor etzal hakohen hamekabel. The zor stands next to the kohen that received the blood. Vakohen nosnolo. The kohen gives him the blood. Va'ochso, and he holds it. Atshabah hazorik v'not lo miyado, until the person who's going to sprinkle it comes and takes it from his hand. Ve'in hazor mekarven letzad hamizbeach. And the non-Kohen does not bring it closer to the Mizbeach, lo b'halachas regel, not by walking, v'lo b'hashatas yad, and not even by reaching, elo ki itztivazu, like a platform, shemanichim kli aleha, that you literally put a vessel on it, but totally immobile. A quick question, if I may. Reb Shimon, in our previous discussion, said that you could theoretically shecht the animal right next to the Mizbeach, receive the blood right over there, and then from there do the sprinkling without having to do a holacha. It's interesting from the bold and expressive way that this Rashi describes the answer, that the Yisrael's role is really not a holocha at all, he includes the words, v'lo b'hoshatas yad, not even to reach your hand over, because that would be an act of holocha of some sort. Does that mean that Reb Shimon, literally, when he talked about no holocha, was he literally talking that you're so close to the Mizbeach that you're able, from the very vantage point of where you received the blood, without any stretching, without any doing anything, you could literally sprinkle it directly onto the Mizbeach, or you're a pace away from the Mizbeach, and you're stretching your hand towards the Mizbeach, and that Hoshata, according to this Rashi, would seem to be a holacha that's required. And it would seem that Reb Shimon really is bringing the Karban right up to the Mizbeach. Not that you have to always do it like that, but since it could be done like that, he viewed it as totally not having a requirement of Holacha, except, as we said in the beginning of this session, by the Chatas Panimi, by the inner Chatas. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.